a sunny day yesterday, so I decided to take a stroll through the neighborhood, maybe see if any crocuses have poked up into the sunlight early this year. Call me an optimist, but I'm forever hoping to quit my hibernative tendencies of these dark winters. Daryl and his Mrs. Claudia were out by their garage when I waltzed by, so they asked me in for a cup of coffee. I said sure, even though I wanted to stay out in the sunshine as much as possible, not sit in their dark kitchen where half the time the curtains remain drawn. Before I could say cream, Claudia was off on the election, so heated up she could have boiled the water for our coffee on her nose. "You believe that, egomaniac?" she started out, and by the time I'd gotten my job, she was ranting about the cuts coming to Planned Parenthood, the next Supreme Court nominee, the pipeline in North Dakota, and the undisclosed tax returns of the newly minted president of the free world. Daryl smiled at each verbal fusillade and sipped his black coffee, occasionally offering up fresh meat for Claudia to gut and dress. Claudia and Daryl pretty much stick to their God's little quarter acre, like a lot of us down here on the xenophobic South End. But unlike most of us, they see storm clouds on the horizon, tempests coming on shore, pestilence creeping in from the woods. The glaciers are melting, the seas are rising, the earthquake is around the corner, and the bird flu will kill half the world. Sinkholes will take their car, the government will ruin the global economy, tomorrow is something to be dreaded. I don't usually take sweetener in my coffee, but given the extra bite of bitter, I spooned in a little honey. This launched a tirade about killer sugar and the food conglomerate's greed, high fructose sugar, trans fats, GMOs, additives, diabetes on the rise, and the end of Obamacare. I could feel my stomach starting to roil. By the time I got back outside, dark coastal clouds had rolled in and the sun was pretty much blotted out. I knew I wouldn't find a crocus trying to reach for spring. Instead, I'd see the nettles poking up back on the trail in my woods. The groundhog wouldn't see a shadow this year. He'd be dead of groundhog flu. An ill wind blew through the firs, and I wondered if rain wasn't far behind. Rain and toads, hail and misery. I hurried up, hoping I could make it back to the house before the sky fell in. Darkness seemed to come early. The house seemed miles away. And even if I made it back, it probably would have burned down by the time I got there. I thought I heard wolves howling. No, I was sure I heard wolves. Turned out it was just the neighbor's dachshund yapping. I could see the house. It was unburned. Sun had come back out. The Olympics were incandescent across the sound, and a warm breeze greeted me when I came out of the woods. A little cluster of snowdrops were poking up by the woodsheds, and the hellebores were blooming. Maybe, just maybe, spring wasn't far behind.